Don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got
it. Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park for the last time this year. Well, not technically. We do have another episode next week, which is like a best of from this year. Then to start next year, we'll probably have another best of from 2019. It'll be like a two-parter. So much so that it actually is a two-parter. So if you've never heard the show before, they may be a good place to start. Although if you are listening to this right now, then this is probably a good place to start as you're already here. The next 2 weeks will just be, I guess, better. You'll probably wish you started there, although that would be impossible as it's in the future. However, I digress. Joel Kasem is my name. Welcome.
Please digress.
I think I have. I think that's all I do on this show.
Digress away.
As you can tell, I'm not alone here tonight, so allow me to introduce, for the last time this year, a man whose 2019 was full of pervy dad jokes. It's Mick Rad.
Oh, what, really? How much did I perv out on things? Do I?
Well, how many
episodes? Do you have examples of this pervy dad jokes
no,
that I've done?
No, I don't.
So this is just allegedly then. There's no actual proof of this.
It is. Well, maybe when people listen next week to the best, I'm going to call it best and worst of.
Okay.
You'll be able to hear how pervy you are.
I hope the worst of purely comes from last week's show, which was probably one of the worst shows we've ever done.
We really struggled for content last week. To be fair, I mean, we had a whole show planned and it was that show was going to go ahead until the last minute.
It was an emergency
and everything changed. So we were really off.
But I hope we didn't lose too many listeners. We're back. Obviously, it's this time of year, you get a bit of flexibility, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just like when you go to work and you get in a bit late and you leave a little bit early and your boss just goes, yeah, whatever, it's Christmas. It's a silly season.
Exactly.
You've got a million parties and things to shop for, people to, you know, see.
Exactly.
Catch up
this is a
year.
Busy time of year. It Everyone is. Knows that.
So
Everyone's
you can cut
busy.
Us a bit of slack for last week.
Please do.
Yeah.
And for this week.
And we're cutting everyone a bit of slack, unfortunately, this week, because we're down a member.
Exactly.
It's just the blokey boys of Joel and Nick here, because poor Gab's a bit sick.
She is. I only found out today that she wasn't coming in. So, again, we were prepared to have Gabby in the studio. She's not here. So, this week will be awful as well.
Oh, well, don't switch off, though. It could really be good. Like, we don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly.
It
we
could
don't
just
know.
Be end up being gold.
Yeah.
This whole
show.
That's
true. Mm-hmm. But now you've sort of put the pressure on. And I think we're going to struggle. That's okay. We will get her on the phone at some point.
Oh.
Possibly very soon, well,
you know,
say.
When I've always wanted to do that when someone calls in sick and you call them up just to see how sick they are.
Yeah.
If they bung on the voice or if they're just like, oh, I'm really struggling.
Yes.
But you just say, come on, stop bunging it on.
I think we'll do that.
Let's see how really sick Gabby is.
So you, as the listener, can decide whether or not Gabby is sick. Phone in.
She's had a rough year, Gab. She's had a few injuries.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out, you know.
Like she said, she has a compromised immune system.
Sickness. She does?
Yes.
Just because.
Just because. It's just the Gabby thing.
Oh, look. I mean, we're all coughing our way through this summer so far with this ridiculous smoke, which, I mean, these fires are scary as.
I mean, on the way here, a very good friend of mine, sent a video from her backyard. Her stepdad sent it to her.
Where are they?
It's just fire. Down in Bargo.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people just like trying to get out of there.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
I've been in her backyard and to see literally all the trees behind her house are just up in flames.
Oh, my God.
It's just red and then smoke. Very scary.
I drove to Canberra just the other night back and forward and as soon as you hit around Mittagong, that area, that was the smoke. And it was just a grass fire. It started as a grass fire and it's now just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Far out. Hope everyone stays safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we can cheer you up for 30 minutes.
At
the very least.
We can try.
All right, let's do some content.
Con.
I'll fade this one out because it does.
I really
want to
meet someone called Con Tent.
Content.
One day. I'll keep looking out. If anyone's out there knows someone called Con Tent, even if it's short for Tentopolis or something.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
If somewhere in their name, it can be content.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Would. We would have them on the show.
Oh, we would.
That would be so great. All right. Content. Big year for us. Two awards. Don't know if we've mentioned it yet.
Not yet. This episode, multi-award winning. I actually saw, my wife saw that on your profile yesterday when we were stalking you. And she said, multi-award winning? I said, yeah, we've won two awards now. She's like, what? It takes two to be multi? I'm like, yes, it's more than one.
Exactly.
You can say award-winning when you've got one, and then you can say multi-award-winning when you've got more than one.
Well, when we received our first award, we did receive an award and a certificate. That's kind of multi as well.
Oh. Yeah. You didn't even flinch when I mentioned that we were stalking you.
Yeah, I heard. I heard that, and we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I think is that an off-air thing?
Well, depends, really. Could be an on-air thing.
Go right on, now. Then. Go on.
Well, we're lining you up with a date. Just to let you know, it's in this early stages right now. We've got stole some photos from your Insta and videos.
Yeah, right.
We've shown, you did some, when you're on holidays, you did some little videos.
Did I? Look, you know more about my Insta than I do.
So,
I'm not even sure. I never use it. Like, I have Insta for that reason, to stalk other people. I'd never really post anything. I'm not good at, like, you're really good at the socials, especially Twitter. You're really on top of it. You're very good at it.
I have a profile on Twitter, you know, followed by significant people. You've got to keep up a presence.
Yep. Gabby, she's not here. I'm pointing at her, but she's not here. She's very good at it.
Well, it's like a job. She's really good at it.
It is her job.
Yeah.
Exactly. And hers is really good. And you can tell, like, ours got a lot better. Like, our across
when you gave her the password.
Exactly. It wasn't me just, like, like putting things up for myself. Gabby knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. We will talk about that later.
Okay, but this is part of our segment for next year, which we'll get to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna create a sting for it and everything. It's gonna
really?
Be great.
Yeah. All right, you create a sting and we can do it.
Yes.
Okay. Look, I want to talk about... Well, we're going to talk about the awards anymore?
No, we've moved on from the awards.
We've done that a lot. Yeah. Maybe I'll ring Gabby because we want to sort of talk about the 2019 highlights.
Totally. It's a perfect time to do it. It's list time. Listicles. It's where you go up and you find all the best things and worst things and highlights and lowlights of 2019.
Yes.
I love it. I do like actually doing it. It's quite fun. Do you find it fun, Joel?
I'm not good at lists. Oh. I mean, you sprung this on me today. You said, let's do a best of. And I struggled to think of anything that happened this year.
It's not like you've been doing a sports show where you could have kept track of these things.
I know,
all year.
But I'm so forgetful. So forgetful. Actually, so much so that I was listening to a few episodes from earlier in the year, just trying to get ready for this best of.
Sure, I just
doing.
Do that in my spare time all the time.
Okay, do you?
No.
No. Going back and listening to things like, I'm like, this is actually quite good. I don't remember any of this, but it's really good. It's
like actual sport content?
No, none of the sport content is ever interesting.
Oh.
It's all the other stuff we talk about. Like, there was an episode where we spoke about our favorite eggs, how to cook them.
This is the prize content that you get, prize-winning content you get across the park.
Exactly.
You're gonna push some
buttons? I'm going to try and do a few buttons here as I talk.
I'll just fill in the time, shall I?
Can you do that for me?
Shall I sing?
That would be fantastic.
I can't sing as well as Gab, though. She's just amazing. At singing theme songs.
She is.
Across the park. No, I'm not going to try.
No?
I can't do it like she does. Interesting stories. Keep doing the number. I'll just keep.
No, I'm trying to work out a few little things here, but that's okay.
You just haven't even started dialing yet.
I know,
sure.
Because I can't find her number.
Do you want me to get it?
Do you have it in your phone?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Can you bring it up? This is a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's okay. I've got it now. Here we go.
Oh.
I'm going to call it. Do you want to talk to the people for like 10 seconds?
Sure. So as I was walking towards the train on the way here, I saw someone jogging, which is all well and good if you're any other normal dame. But today's, in the last couple of days, it's been 40-odd degrees in Sydney. And the air quality index is something like going to kill you. It's basically, there's a level where it's like medium hazardous, slightly hazardous, and then it's like breathe and you'll die. This guy's running, jogging along, happily doing it. Why would you do that, Joel?
Great question. Hang on.
Have you done it?
I've done something.
Have you got phone up?
I don't know what I've done here.
This is
not good.
Which line is it on? Is it on one?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait. Push this, then that.
Listening to this.
And now push that. Now try.
Okay, well, I've done it.
Phone up?
Yeah, phone is up.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Gabby! So sorry about that. I completely forgot how to use a phone.
Oh, dear.
And Yes. Oh, we got to turn you up. The producers are telling us to turn you up.
Hey, Gabby, how are you going? Sorry to hear you sick.
No, that's all right. Good, good. How are you guys?
We're okay, and in no way are we doubting your sickness by calling you up to check.
No, yeah.
So, you know when you talk to someone who's sick and they call in the morning and they go,
can't come in today, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So we thought, well, we're going to do a reverse thing and call you and just see how you're doing. You know, just double check. Make sure you're okay. You know, you're not just bunking off at a Christmas party.
It's been better, that's for sure. Aww. It's got that end of year, it's all coming at you at once kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah. Just,
and then I, you know, got this viral gastro thing and ooh. I just realised that New South Wales Health has put out a health alert that there's been a full-on outbreak of viral gastro going around. So
really?
Yep. Oh, I don't even have kids. Some ankle biter has touched me, and now I've got this viral gastro thing. So, yeah.
Viral sounds bad. Gastro sounds worse. I hate just feeling
thing
like
thing is the worst
sick.
Part, though.
No. like, does it, I mean, I don't want to get too specific. But,
no, it's not. It's like, it was bad, but not that bad. Okay. Intense. Like, yeah. It's one of those ones, it's like, I'm feeling more viral. Headachy, aches, and funny tummy, but... Yeah, it's just, you know, really bad timing. Really, really bad timing. You know, the end of year, you know, it's got to tie all your loose ends up. You've got to get ready for all the Christmas shindigs and bam. You're in bed for 2 days.
Well, hopefully you'll recover in time for Christmas, which isn't far
away.
Well,
yeah, yes. Totally. But a big long drive, like many Australians do at this time of year, where they go and travel to go find their family and
find them.
Where are they?
In the smoke, it's quite hard right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I've got a solo drive tomorrow with gastro.
Take
for 5 hours. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be a good little adventure.
Excellent. Well,
just stick your ass out the window, Gab. All right. So,
yeah, cruise control.
Oh, you're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving by myself. So I'll stick it on cruise control and windows down.
All right. So, if you're driving somewhere in Sydney or the outer Sydney regions, you get shit on your windscreen.
This is how I can avoid traffic.
You think, what? That was a big bird?
Oh, that's awful.
Or a bug, big bug. Big bug. Splattered on the windscreen. Oh, gross.
All right, we'll move on. Okay, Gab, we're just about to talk about like 2019 sporting highlights.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Putting you on the spot, I know.
Mm.
Do you have any?
Well, I think for me, the biggest and best thing to happen in 2019 was the Matildas getting equal pay. Which was huge. They received a 24% share with the Socceroos, so that they all had equal pay for their contribution to the Australian teams, which is really, really exciting and very, very big news.
It is. Because, I mean, we all know it, that the Matildas are far and away the better side.
100%.
And although it seems the Socceroos... See, they seem to be more on the world stage, were, and that's why they were sort of well known, even though they couldn't really play. They just happened to play in big matches,
yeah.
Whereas the Matildas didn't get that. But now the past few years has shown they are able to do that and have been doing that. It got up to world number 6. Like, it makes total sense. And I know that the Socceroos even took a pay cut so the Matildas could get more.
Yes.
So everyone's working together. It's really great news.
Yeah, it's huge, and some of the winnings will also go back into so youth sports are trying to get more recruits and younger people engaged in soccer.
Yeah,
which is huge and really great because that's what we need. We need more money, especially to young female soccer players, so that they can then start going, you know, through the ranks and getting into professional jobs as footballers, which is very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
And it was highlighted to this year because the FIFA Women's World Cup was on.
And
for the first time, it was like broadcast. We broadcast live on SBS most of the game, nearly all the games, and on radio as well. There was a real great buzz around the tournament. And it's just the start of this tournament becoming parity with the Men's World Cup tournament as well. Like,
yeah,
the quality of the football is fantastic. You know, the crowds are great.
I mean, you look at a player like Samantha Kerr, she's like, what, 22 or something? She's now signed with Chelsea, and she's just going to get better and better, I reckon. I reckon she's one of those players that's just going to get seasoned, you know?
Yeah.
She's going to age well, like a fine bottle of wine.
I can't wait to see her playing in England, because that's one of the they've got an amazing women's competition over there with all the English Premier League clubs playing in it. So it's going to be awesome to see how she goes. She'll nail it. Yeah. She'll kill them all.
Oh, 100%. Mick, what has been your highlights, Nolan, Mick?
Mick, you got anything?
Well, I'm sort of stealing a bit of that as well, in that this the rise of women's sport across the world.
It's classic of you as a man to then, you know, just take and steal.
Well, I can
just
talk about
mansplaining it to you, Gav.
Yeah, just mansplaining it to me about how good women are at sport. Yeah, thanks, mate. We already know. We've known that for a long time.
But you know, I'm just adding to the comments that you've said,
yes,
Gab.
Yes,
when we're talking about individual performances, and we of course talked about Sam Kerr, we've just found out that Elise Perry is now the number one women's cricket player in the world. This is a player that used to play soccer as well, but remembering she was great at that as well.
Freak.
Yeah, she's a freak. We all know she's a freak. She's been a freak for like so long in every sport she even touches, any game she touches. She used to do a radio thing where she'd do a game against like breakfast radio hosts, and every week she'd win, no matter what it was. They'd try and come up with like a random game, and she would just win because she was just so good. She's now won the ICC trophy for best women in cricket for the year.
It was, women's cricket of the year.
Yeah, and
second time she's won, actually.
And for the best T20 trophy, Lisa Healy won. So both Australians killing in cricket.
But I think she also got Perry got One Day International Cricketer of the Year too.
Oh right, so she got two.
Yeah,
and then we had Ash Barty, number one in tennis this year. Awesome,
Ash Barty.
Killing it. And we had in the golf, which, you know, we haven't had a top golfer, Australian golfer, for a long time in women's golf. I'm not just saying Australian. You know, but I'm just saying, our perspective, Australian women are killing it right now. And I like to highlight what they're doing. I did write her name down, and I'm really sorry I've forgotten.
That's okay. I'll go on to a country that isn't Australia.
Oh.
Romania.
Oh, what happened in Romania?
Ooh. Pavel Florin. You may have seen this.
Like a disease.
How's that Pavel Florin going?
Sounds exactly like what's going in my guts right now. Just evolving.
He is a 50-year-old bodyguard from Romania.
Oh,
he sort of took the cricketing world by storm by playing, I can't remember where he was actually playing. Was it the Indian Premier League? No, it couldn't have been. It was like a European, European cricket league. And his run-up as a bowler was bizarre. He basically walked and skipped a little bit and then threw down almost hand grenades. He like looped it so high in the air it almost touched the sky.
Yep.
And it was just this bizarre thing, but everyone loved him because he was like so enthusiastic. He's Romanian. Cricket is not a Romanian sport. So he was like so excited and just loved the attention. And it became such a big thing. He went and played in all the other countries. He played in Australia, I think in November. He played down in Melbourne for Surrey Hills, like a team just took him on for a game. He took three catches and took three wickets.
What?
He had like a standout game.
Far out. Who knew these Romanians could play cricket?
We're exactly.
Pulling them in.
I mean, I'm not sure if he really can, but he's having a great time. And everyone loves it. Like, all big cricket. I think he played against Brian Lara for, like, a bit of fun.
What?
Yeah. He's really cool. Oh. And there's also this, an off-spinner in, you might have seen him now, he's playing for the West Indies. Rakeem Cornwell is his name.
Oh, yeah.
He is a giant of a human being.
Mm.
6'6" or something. Weighs 140 kilos. Big dude. And he's taking all these wickets for West Indies. Like, he's becoming a cult hero.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. Just started this
year. What, a spinner?
He's a spinner,
and he's huge.
Massive.
Which doesn't make sense, because usually a big guy's before fast bowlers.
But he's big as well, like 140 kilos. He's,
oh, wow, okay.
There's a lot of him. So,
hey, guys, hot news just off the press.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh, I don't want to know, actually, depending on where you are.
No, nothing to do with me personally.
Oh.
Fallon Sherrock, an English woman, aged 25, has become the first woman to win the match at the PDC World Darts Championships.
Yeah,
that is correct, Gab. I actually have a grab of that. Do you mind if I play it? I don't know if you'll hear it, but I'm going to play it anyway.
It's a bullseye.
So this is the other guy having a shot. Near the bullseye.
missed. Hits himself in the face.
He missed.
So we're on the end of history. 36 left for Fallon Sherrick.
She missed.
Misses the first one.
Then she nubbles, nails it double.
How about that crowd? Listen to that crowd go.
Can you believe it? I love it. The first woman to beat a man.
But he's done well, I mean, that guy, that commentator, because he also says the date and when it happened. And so now he knows it's always going to get played.
Oh, that's very clever.
It is. He's done well.
And look, all props to the guy who lost, the Austrian guy. He went up, shook a hand and said, you're amazing. You well-deserved win. He also knows he's part of history, which is, but no shame. Like, she got six 180s in that game. Basically, 180 is when you get three triple 20s in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's super bloody
hard. The triple, like the little one?
Yeah, the little ring in the inside. This is just first round of the PDC tournament, which is a huge pro darts tournament. Happens every year, I think. They've only ever allowed like a handful of women to actually be in this tournament. Okay. But they can apply and qualify, but they just haven't had much of a women's league get in there. So it's always been just men.
Yeah.
So
obviously they have been not letting them because they don't want them to bloody win.
Well, now this is going to... I reckon...
Now they've really made a mistake.
So she's got a second round, I think, tonight or something like that. And then, you can just... I mean, obviously there's a lot of pressure on her now.
Yeah.
I don't expect that, she's going to go win the tournament just now, but this is just the start of something, and that's so exciting. For very darts, nice. I guess.
Interesting name, Fallon Sherrick.
Yeah.
It is.
English. She's English.
She's English.
English competition.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Should we let Gab go back to sleep?
Yeah, please.
she sounds like she's fading.
Are you okay, Gab?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Do you want to say goodbye to everyone for the last time this year?
Yes, goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for guiding us through this beautiful journey of Across the Park. Some of my personal highlights are winning two awards.
We've already spoken about it, Gab.
Oh, goddamn it. But it hasn't been long and you've already spoken about it. I feel like we're never not going to speak about
exactly.
it. Farewell, my cherubs. 2019 has been a blessing. #blessed. #AcrossThePark. @AcrossThePark. And AcrossThePark@gmail.com is everything we all need in our lives.
Oh, Gab, well said. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Stay safe and be kind. And farewell, and have a sporting summer.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
See you next year.
See you next year. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Gabby.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah.
What does a truck sound like in reverse? Okay, Gabby's gone. Sorry, Gab. We love you.
That's a great joke. Well done.
And I miss her already.
Oh.
Yeah, another thing we didn't mention was the Ashes that was played over in England.
Well, yeah,
it's
huge. There's a lot of sport we actually haven't even talked about this year that
I know.
Are the highlights of the year.
But just that Steve Smith, Jofra Archer whole thing,
just the Steve upcoming... Smith, like, of, coming back.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was massive.
And then
Warner, in
this cricket series.
Like, yeah.
Some big things. The Rugby World Cup happened. That was a thing. The other World Cup and Cricket World Cup happened as well. One day World Cup. Oh, you forget about it. There's like three World Cups this year.
Yeah.
But next year we just have the Olympics.
No, that all.
We'll be calling live. From Tokyo.
That's right. We are going to Tokyo. We'll be doing two shows from Tokyo. Can't wait. It's going to be huge. All right. We like have completely run out of time as normal. We'll do a little tiny bit of sport. Have I got a little sport thing? What's this one? Oh, it's not playing. That's okay.
Oh.
We're sport. All right.
Graham, that was great, Graham.
So the Aussies have started the Trans-Tasman test.
Yeah.
Obviously playing New Zealand, Trans-Tasman, beating them by a comfortable 296 runs in only 4 days in Perth.
I was really hoping they'd give us a bit more of a shake.
Yeah. And it sort of seemed like they were going to, like more than Pakistan we're talking about. And it seemed like they did want to play a bit better, but they just didn't. Hopefully the next game, the Boxing Day test, they played over in Perth, 40 degrees. They've just come off.
Yeah.
Playing England in New Zealand where it's much cooler. It's obviously going to be a big change for them coming straight over here to play.
Yeah.
I think they had like a few practice days before the actual first match. So it is hard. They're going to have a big break now before Boxing Day test next week.
Yeah. Which hopefully it'll, I think Melbourne, the curator reckons the pitch will be better.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. And like New Zealand are number two in the world test.
Well, that's what I mean. So, it should be giving us more of a shake. But
yeah.
Hopefully they'll get better.
Yeah. Mitch Stark was the pick of the bowlers. He took 5 for 52 in the first innings and 4 for 45 in the second. And someone who else played well? I've got
Labuschagne
here. Labuschagne, that's who it was. Yep. Making 143 in the first innings and 50 in the second. It was his third consecutive test century in Perth.
Yeah.
And he almost became the first ever Australian to score three consecutive 150s.
Oh, what? First ever?
Yeah.
First no ever Australian. Ever done that?
Yeah.
Like, not even Bradman.
150, 150, 150. No. Wow. Never happened.
That's a cool stat.
Yeah. He also bowled a bit and took Mitch Santner's wicket in the first innings with that beautiful spin.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to the Boxing Day Test match because it is the Boxing Day Test match.
I know. Everyone loves it.
It's the best.
The BBL kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened as well.
Two nights ago.
They've got all these new rules. They have like this, I can't remember what it's called, like a captain's challenge sort of thing.
It confuses the crap out of me.
They want it. So it's 2020. It's like pajama cricket. It's meant to be a bit fun and it's all pretend.
I'd call it nude cricket.
Nude cricket.
One day cricket was pajama cricket. This is just like ridiculous cricket.
This is just have a bit of fun for a couple of hours. But that's the problem. Like, they're now doing this thing where the coach can go out into the field. And it just slows the play down. It's ridiculous.
Oh, why slow it down?
Exactly. We spoke about Elise Perry. She's done very well. Mm. That's it. We got time for maybe... Oh, darts. We've done that as well.
Yeah.
Golf. USA won the President's Cup.
Oh, did they?
I don't know how it works.
Don't they always win? Isn't it USA versus the world or something?
It is, yeah. That's what it is. And I think every year, so like one year they play in America, then the next year they play overseas.
All right.
Then America, then overseas. Yeah. They probably win all the time. I did have something else I wanted to bring up. Hugging. This appeared on my Facebook through the week.
Okay.
And I don't know how we didn't mention it back in February when it happened. Two guys hugged one another 105 times, sorry, in a minute to break the world record.
Wait. 105 times in a minute.
Yeah. So they just...
Twice a second.
The video is amazing.
Twice a second. But so, like, letting go,
hugging. So they stand, like, very close to each other, front on.
Right.
Their legs are sort of, like... you've got to see it. Look it up, please. Guinness Book of Records. Two guys hugging 105 times in a minute. And they just... You can hear the... Every hug. Like, as they sort of tap each other on the back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's like a blokey hug. You know?
Yeah.
Mate.
It's not like that. It's not like a good, solid hug.
Okay.
It's just like...
A slap on the back.
They get their arms around each other 105 times.
I reckon we could beat that, Joel.
I think we could do it. Okay, 2020. We're going to do it.
Yes. I really want a world record.
It would be great for the show.
Yes.
Then we'd be really multi-award winning. All right. Let's think about that for next year.
Okay.
Really quickly, a game, okay?
Okay. Just me.
It's just you, yeah. So, 2019.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you some questions about what happened this year.
Bit of pressure when I'm by myself.
It is. Well, we'll pretend. I'll be Gabby.
Okay, good.
All right. Here we go. Who won the AFL Grand Final?
When we hosted it down at Lord Gladstone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I should remember this. I know it was against the Giants. It was
Richmond Tigers.
The Tigers. Of course it was. Far out.
Okay, you're not going to remember the score, are you?
No.
Okay. 114 to 25.
Yes, a lot. A lot to not.
Rushing almost 100 points.
Yes.
Who made their debut for Richmond in the grand final?
Oh, I can't remember his name either. Come on.
Marlon Pickett.
Marlon Pickett, yes.
Who won the NRL grand final?
Roosters.
What was the score?
No.
It was 20, a low score.
Oh,
didn't get past 20. 10, didn't get 220.
14-6 or something?
14-8.
14-8, yes.
Which country won the Women's Football World Cup?
America.
Well done. Who won the 2019 Cricket World Cup?
Ooh, shit. England? Was it?
Yeah, it was England.
Yeah.
Who won the 2019 Rugby World Cup?
I totally forgot about this. Was it South Africa?
It was South Africa.
I mean, yeah. Good on.
Okay, and who won Wimbledon this year for men's and women's?
Oh, it wasn't Federer. No, it was Nadal.
No.
No. Not Djokovic.
Yes.
It was Djokovic. And for women?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a hard one.
Yeah,
I know.
She was new. Like,
no.
No?
No, she's been around for a while.
Who was it?
Simona Halep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's the end of the show, Mick. We made it. I guess we'll see you all next year. Although, keep listening, because there's going to be some best ofs.
Best ofs are good.
Yeah, they're going to be fun.
Cool. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Mick. A fantastic year.
And you.
We'll see you in 2020.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.